Good morning, everybody. Happy Monday. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of After the Benediction. You got me, Laquan, and you got my boy, Donovan. What's up, bro?
What's good, bro?
Dad, what was that? You all right?
Yeah, I'm putting this, turning the speaker on to this drink.
Oh, okay. Oh, man. What's up, bro?
Nah, I'm chilling. Chilling like a villain.
How was your weekend?
Weekend was pretty good, man. It was pretty good.
Okay.
Good weekend.
I was surprised yesterday when I got sent the little cover artwork for your brother podcast. I seen you on it. I said, "Oh." So I was standing over my shoulder. She was like, "Is that Donovan?"
No, I was like, "Yeah." Something famous.
She's like, "Dad, he got skinny."
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I ain't skinny.
Uh-huh.
I ain't get skinny. I got smaller.
Well, you got smaller. However you want to put it. Skinny, smaller. It's all the same thing.
Oh, it ain't.
How's not the same thing? Explain this.
I don't know. I didn't expect you to ask that, but I got fit.
Oh, you got fit? You got more athletic?
Yeah, you know.
You dunking now?
I always been athletic, but you know, I got a little less athletic when I got bigger, so I was still athletic. But now I'm like a lot of athletic.
Can you dunk the ball now?
I don't know.
That's the question.
I haven't tried, but 2019 I'll be back. 2019. Saying that for the world right now. 2019 I'll be back. You know. Hoop dreams, NBA. So, you know, watch out, world.
You almost 30 years old talking about hoop dreams.
What is that? What is that supposed to mean?
People usually come out the NBA around this age.
I'm the exception, Laquan.
Okay.
I can be the exception. So,
immaculate.
When I get up in the morning and do these podcasts because I got 6 a.m. practice. With the Denver Nuggets, I don't want to hear nothing.
The Denver Nuggets, okay, I see you. I'm gonna start calling you the Immaculate Exception.
Mm. Mm.
That's gonna be that's your new 2K nickname. You're 2K my player.
Oh nah, I don't even play 2K. I'm trash. I got blew out 3 times this weekend.
Oh man,
what's good, man? How was your weekend?
It was my wife, man. She wanted to do some fall, winter cleaning.
Oh,
just cleaning out stuff, throwing away stuff, which 99% of it was stuff she brought, her stuff. And she just wanted me to be a willing participant to help her clean it out.
Oh, that's nice.
We put the TV on a wall. We mounted the TV on a wall and we brought TV stand, whatever it is. We mounted the TV on a wall, but we brought a new stand, like,
you know, that's not on it.
Yeah, the TV not on it. The sound bar on it, the cable boxes on it, and stuff like that. We brought that thing, and that thing was heavy, man. Yeah, it's nice and heavy. Yeah, we put that together and cleaned out some stuff. We got threw away some stuff, giving away some stuff. It was a necessary evil to do this. Okay. Didn't feel like it. I'd rather do stuff like that during a week and have my weekends to actually relax. She wanted to do it during a weekend. Why can't you just come home after work? It ain't like we got kids. So why can't we just come home after work, knock this out Monday through Friday while I'm in the working spirit?
Yeah, why you in a work mood?
Exactly. Why I'm in a working spirit. Not Friday. Then the weekend, you get to relax, go to church, family time, just be lazy.
Yep.
But no. So I worked 7 days last week.
Dang, now you back at it again. Let's go.
Happy Monday.
Happy Monday. I'm off 2 days. Man. So I'm excited.
You off 2 days this week?
I'm off 2 days this week, and I might call off for a third. I don't know yet.
But yeah, I'm be sick Friday.
I might be sick too.
I already know I'm be sick Friday. I feel it coming right now.
Every time I laugh, I start to cough. So don't hit me one of them funny jokes. You a little comedian.
Nah, you the comedian. I'm feeling sick Friday.
See what I mean? Yep. There it is.
I was gonna be sick last Friday, but I was like, nah. I got up. I had Thursday. I went to sleep. I was in a bed like 7:30 last Thursday. So I said, nah, I'm gonna get a good enough sleep, so I ain't gonna be sick tomorrow. But I think this Friday I'm gonna be sick. I kind of feel it. I feel it coming on. Might use a sick day.
What's good, man? What's on the agenda for this morning?
So, it was something. It was something. God laid something in my spirit. He laid the message in my spirit. He didn't really put a verse in my spirit, but he laid a message. And it was crazy because for the last couple of weeks at my job, they've been doing they've been repaving in front of the building, so they've been breaking up the sidewalk. They got a lot of stuff. They got a lot of stuff blocked off. They got gates and caution tape, and they got barriers and stuff. They got a lot of things blocked off. They got signs up. And pretty much telling people to walk around, giving detours. People little detours, sidewalk closed, signs and stuff.
I remember I had to walk through it.
Yeah, but yeah. So it's been going on for a minute. Uh-huh. So, but what's interesting to me, what's really interesting to me, and it's like, and it's crazy how God laid it on my spirit, because as I'm watching these people, people are ignoring the signs. Like people, it's like, it's a gate right where I sit. It's a gate up there that says the sidewalk closed. It's been so many people that looked at the sign and ignored it and continue to walk down the sidewalk. And then once they get to the part where the construction is going on, now they gotta pretty much cross the street. Just across the street again, because it's illegal for let somebody walk through a construction site. So they got to either walk in the middle of the street or they have to cross the street and then cross at the light. So, and it's just, it's interesting, but strange at the same time, because you see how people are creatures of habit. So they continue, it's just like they blindly continue to follow the same pattern that they're used to following every single day. When they walk in front of the parking lot, crossing the street at a certain point, then walking down the street, instead of following all the arrows, all the caution, they literally walk past them and ignore them. And then that's the strange part, because if you're not paying attention that much, what if you walking into like a hole or a man, like you,
those signs are there for a reason.
You walking into danger. Exactly. The sign is there for your safety. They're there for a reason. But you literally walking past the signs that says detour, that says sidewalk closed. You're walking past the arrows that's pointing you down the right direction. And as I'm looking at that, God just put it in my spirit. As I'm watching these people do that, walking down the sidewalk, God put it in my spirit that we do this in our everyday lives, in our relationships, in our friendships, in our job situations, different things that we get involved with, different things that is in our lives, we ignore the signs that God gives us every single day. We continue to ignore the signs that God give us in friendships and relationships. When people begin to show you who they are, you know, for some reason, I don't know why, us as people, some of us tend to take on, like to take on people, like to see the good in people or to see the best in people. Nothing wrong with that. But depending on where you're at in life, you don't have the time to try to see the best in people. You need to work on yourself.
Right.
So we do that and we ignore the signs. We, you know, it's people that's been in relationships for years and ignore signs. And then when something happened, they're all shocked and they're surprised. Don't be surprised. You ignored what God showed you for years. We just continue to ignore the signs. We ignore signs of the times that been prophesied in the Bible. A lot of the things that's going on that's been prophesied in the Bible, we ignore those signs.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, it's crazy how we just continue to ignore. Every single day, we ignore signs. When it was crazy yesterday, you know, it was a sign. It was because my wife was emptying out the pantry, and she had brought some like spaghetti sauce or something, and she was like, "Babe, what's the expiration date on that?" The expiration date was like August 2020 or something.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to sit there and think about it. I said, "Babe," I said, "why do we have something that expires almost 2 years from now? That's not even natural." I said, if we have a baby today, our baby will be almost 2 years old before this goes bad.
Mm-hmm.
I said, this is not natural. And it doesn't take me having to Google it. It doesn't take me having to research and ask a scientist or ask a doctor. It's just common sense. Why am I putting something in my body that takes 2 years to expire and go bad? It's not natural. It's not natural.
Some type of preservative in there that's keeping the shelf life going.
Something
that's not good for you.
Exactly, but
that ain't natural.
Every day with things like that, with, you know, stuff, even some of the simple stuff, the food we eat, we continue to ignore signs. We eat certain foods, and I know you're doing your vegetarian thing every now and then sometimes and stuff. And stuff like that.
Out a little bit. That's why I like my Instagram page, because I follow like a lot of vegan pages, a lot of, you know, eat for living pages. And it tells you, man, that they blatantly put stuff in our food, like letting us know, like, all right, this is what it is. Like, okay, I'm putting chlorine in your food, and it's on packaging. We don't even look at it, or we get the information, and we're like, okay, well, whatever. I don't know how many times I heard people say, "You've been eating this your whole life. I'll be eating this my whole life. Nothing has happened to me thus far," because we didn't know, or that's because it wasn't, you know, just so broadcast. But now that we're getting this information, we're getting this knowledge, why ignore it? You know what I'm saying? If I get a chicken and on the packages say it's chlorine, bleach, it's also Tide washing powder inside of this chicken, but because they weren't saying it before and I'll be eating it my whole life, I'm supposed to keep on eating it? No. It's literally telling me it's stuff in there that I do not want to eat and that I should not be eating because it's detrimental to my health. So I'm not going to eat it. So we are ignoring signs, like, and it's because of that, you know, we're walking aimlessly. We've been doing something our whole lives. We've been going this way. So why change it?
Exactly. And,
you know, people don't like that change, man. People don't like detours because it takes them a little bit longer to get to their destination, or they feel like it does.
But sometimes a detour will save your life. And it will save you time.
And it's making it more convenient. Right. It's saving more time. But because we don't know, we only know what we know and are afraid to gain knowledge about anything else, we'll take that long way. We'll take the risk of getting hurt. We'll take the risk of walking into danger because we're ignoring the sign that's turning us away from danger and that very thing.
Exactly. Exactly. You could have been in a dead-end situation, but you ignored the sign. So it's just like when you're driving. And usually when you turn on the street that has a dead end, it's a sign at the beginning of the street that says dead end.
Yep, or in the middle.
But because you ignore the sign, you turn on that street and come to find out that there's nothing at the end of it. Some people that have been in some dead end relationships, but it's only their fault because they ignored the sign. You ignored the sign. It's always signs. It's always red flags. It's always something if you just pay attention. Like my grandma always taught me. If you want to figure out something about somebody, just sit and watch them. That's it.
That's how you get to know somebody.
That's just sit and watch them. That's it. You don't have to say nothing. You don't have to do anything. Just sit and watch.
People
will show you who they really are. But you have to, once you see that, you can't ignore the signs. You can't ignore them. And it's crazy we do that every day. It's crazy for the last few weeks. I've just been sitting here watching people ignore the signs. It's just like they sleepwalking, man. I promise you, bro. It's like they sleepwalking. I don't even know. They might have a lot on their mind or whatever the case is. They're just used to stuff, used to certain things in a certain way. But it's just crazy how they walk across the street. They ignore the big old fence that's in front of them. Instead of looking at the fence and say, okay, it's a fence on the sidewalk. So maybe, you know, this is not normal. It's a fence on the sidewalk. Maybe I shouldn't be walking on the sidewalk because there's a fence here. No, they walk around the fence, walk along the sidewalk. Huh?
They walk around a fence into the street?
Yeah, they walk around the fence into, like, they walk in the street, walk around the fence, and get on the sidewalk. Then they walk farther down the sidewalk. Then they finally, like, realize and look up, like, oh, how am I supposed to get into the building? Like, if you would have paid attention to all the signs, you would see how to get in the building. You wouldn't have to come and ask me every 5 minutes, oh, how are we supposed to get in the building? It was a sign telling you how to get in the building just right there. You ignored it. Like, it's... And a lot of people, after ignoring the signs, in our reality, in my opinion, you can't blame nobody. You can't blame the devil. You can't blame that other person. And you can't blame God because you chose to ignore signs. If at the end of the day, we be on Facebook or social media and stuff, you see a lot of people, I gave this person this many years of my life. Oh, this person was my best friend. I gave this job so many years of my life. I did this, I did that, I did this, I did that. But it was your fault that you ignored the signs. They showed you who they was. They showed you. It was there. If you was paying attention. So at the end of the day, you can't blame nobody else but yourself.
That's true.
You can't blame if she did something out the norm. Okay, that's out the norm. I know who she is. But if Sai, after being with Sai for almost 10 years, if I can, like, when we get, like, oh, I just said this to her, thank you. I just said this to her the other day. After being together with Sai for 10 years, almost 10 years, you know, us being married and stuff like that, it's certain things I can't complain about. Mm-hmm. It's certain things about her that I can't complain about because she's been doing it since I've known her.
Right.
So when since I've known her, since we've been dating, she's been doing this. So there's some is certain things 10 years later, I can't even complain about it. Why? Because she showed me who she was when we was dating.
You'll be wasting it. Energy. Getting mad about it.
Exactly. She showed me who is certain thing. She showed me who she was. Certain ways, certain stuff. She showed me who she was. So I can't complain about her now. Because she showed me. And I still married her. So once I married her, that means I accepted those things about her. I can't complain about them 10 years from now. I can't say, oh, well, I expected you to grow out of this. No, you don't marry somebody expecting them to grow or do whatever. You marry somebody because you love them for who they are and everything about them, not expecting anything from them or expecting anything to change. You marry somebody with the expectations that they can either stay the same or get worse. You just have to go in there knowing that. You can't expect, I expected you to get better over the years. Uh-uh. You don't marry people for that reason. So it's things about her. It's signs that she showed me. Certain things about her that I seen 10 years ago. And I was like, you know what? I can live with it. I can live with it. And if it was signs that she showed me that I couldn't live with, I would have had to, you know, all right. I had to, you know, go my own way.
Mm-hmm.
Type of thing. So it's just like it's certain things you have to. I mean, the signs is there. You chose to ignore them. So the situation, you put yourself in it.
All right.
You put yourself in it, man. That when God put that in my spirit, bro, I was like, wow. I was like, wow. That's crazy. That's crazy.
Like, could you see, like, you were able to see the people ignoring the sign and just turning around and getting lost?
Bro, I'm sitting here watching them from point A to point B.
So and when they get past that fence, right, and they realize they can't get in the building, do they, like, automatically go back to the sign or do they just walk to go get some help?
They walk to me and ask me, oh, well, how am I supposed to get in the building? And I always tell them, I say, well, ma'am, it was a sign over there pointing you and telling you to walk down the sidewalk.
Uh-huh.
If you would have walked down the sidewalk, you can cross at the light. They have a little pathway for you to get into the building if you cross at the light. Oh, okay. I didn't even see that.
Uh-huh.
Well, that's your fault for not paying attention. Like, honestly, that's your fault for not paying attention. You can't blame nobody else.
The way that I'm set up, though, is if I ignored the sign, I ain't asking no question. I ain't asking nobody to help me until I figure it out. Because
you got too much pride. You're going to be embarrassed.
I'm trying to figure it out because if you tell me, bro, you missed that sign. You just did all that extra work. I'm going to be mad because I'm going to have to go back and do it anyway. So I might as well just go back there and try it and see if it was something that I missed, you know. And if I find that sign that I missed, okay, I'm straight. I can walk through. But if I can't find it, there's no way I can, you know, the sign is not, you know, there for me, you know, then I'll go get some help. But I always look at myself first. Like, what did I do wrong? And how can I fix this? Mm-hmm. So before I ask a question, I try to find out the answer because I don't like asking. I don't like feeling like I'm using somebody and I don't like feeling stupid. You know, and that's exactly how I'm going to feel when I ignore that sign and then go right to your desk like, hey, bro, I'm just trying to get to work. I got 2 minutes before I have to clock in because I'm going to be late. Can you please help me? You're going to take the 2 minutes to explain it to me. Then I got to take another 2 minutes to walk down to the sign. Then another 2 minutes to walk through the detour to get back. And I'm going to be late. So I might as well just try to figure it out. Walk back down to where I'm my starting point and then follow the sign. That's just the way that I'm set up, and it's just so funny that, you know, we don't use our mind, we don't think. For one, we ignore the sign, and then we automatically know we got somebody that's gonna help us. So why even try? It's a bailout plan. So it's a ongoing cycle. We ignore the signs, we go get help from somebody. So we're not using our brain to try to think of ways to make life easier for us. And even though the sign is right there, you didn't have to use your mind. The sign was right there. But we were mindless. We ignored it. We're the exception. So we're going to do what we've always been doing. This, you know, this fence shouldn't affect me. And then when it does, we're like dumbfounded. We don't know what to do. So we go ask for some help. So that's just how it seems like, you know, we're moseying around through life, just airheaded in our relationships, airheaded. Like it's stuff that happened with Kim and I, and it takes me until I'm like by myself to evaluate it, because if it's something that like upsets me and she's like, you know, in my vicinity, I can't really focus on it. I can't really think about it the way I want to. So like it's just like up in the air, and I'm still upset about it. I don't really let it go until I try to figure out what's going on. Because I can't, it's hard for me to ask the person if something from a person upsets me, it's hard for me to ask them why until I think about it. Until I calm down, until I, you know, put some piece together and think about what's happening. Because if I'm upset, I'm not really listening to the answer you're going to give me. Because for one, I know you're going to give me the truth. I'm not ready for that because I'm upset. So it's like, you know, I gotta think. I gotta use my brain to try to, you know, put some pieces together, embrace myself, you know, for the truth. And you know, going back to the signs, it's we're not using our brains to try to figure out what's going on, you know, why certain things is happening, you know, just to keep us sharp. We're just so used to, like you were saying before, a certain way of doing things that we feel like that's the only way. And it's not. It's getting us caught up. It's getting us to ignore signs. It's getting us lost. It's getting us having to run to people to ask for help when we didn't need help. And it's wasting time.
Because we are creatures of habit. Once we get into a habit of doing something, it's just a habit. You just do it blindly. It's a habit. And you don't even know why you do it anymore. Like you just don't know why you do it anymore. It just got lost in translation or through the generations because it just became a habit and you just do it now. Another thing is some people ignore the signs because, you know, they want to be in that situation. They desire to be in that situation. You know, you've been with somebody for such a long time, or you've been with somebody since y'all was kids in high school, your high school sweetheart or something. You know, you've been with somebody for so long. You're just so used to them. It's signs there telling you to leave, telling you you don't need to be there, telling you that that's not the person for you. You know, as you grew, you know, they grew, y'all can grow apart, you know, different things like that. But because, you know, you've been together so long, you just like, you ignore the signs because you want to be there. It's places, it's things people are doing that's not their gift. It's not their purpose in life. But because, you know, because you like it, because, you know, you want to do it, you continue to do it. But it's not working out for you because it's not what God intends for you to do. And there is signs there. God will always give you a sign. He will always show you. It's just whether you ignore it or not. It's been people, you know, I've seen testimonies where people have been working at jobs for 10 and 12 years and never felt like they liked their job. They was comfortable with it, but never felt like it was it. Leave. Go follow their gift. In their purpose, and within a couple years is way more successful than they ever was at the job they was at for 10 years or whatever, because they're in their gift and purpose. So it's just like there is always signs, always like even like I know you know just said about Kim and stuff like that. I'm sure when Kim upset, you know she upset. There are signs to show you that she's upset. Right. You don't even have to wait for her to come to you and tell you how she feeling, because you can tell by her body language. You know, some people shut down, some people get more vocal when they upset. You know, body language is a dead giveaway, you know, kind of like how they're doing things and stuff like that, the way they're responding to certain things and stuff. You know, there is always signs. There is signs. And one thing I learned about being in a relationship, women like you to pay attention to those signs, because if a woman is upset, for some reason she's gonna be more upset if she have to tell you that she upset. Yep. She rather you just know.
I don't know how many times she told me she was trying to explain to me and trying to get me to see her side, and I did not get it. I did not understand. I had man brain. She didn't ever tell me I had man brain, but that's what I equated to.
That's what you just called it, man brain. I never heard that, bro. Heard that before, man brain.
And it's something that I don't understand, because I'm a man. I don't know how to put myself in her shoes, you know, as a woman. And like, she'll like try to like really, really break it down. And that's why I told you, like, before, I gotta sit and think about things before, you know, I start to address them.
Yeah.
Because I wanna be open. It's hard for me to be open right there in that moment, in that situation where it's anger, you know, yep, where there's malice. So it's hard for me. So when I don't understand her, it's not because I have man brain, but it's because I haven't processed it yet. And, you know, my process takes, you know, a little longer, and it's a little different than hers. Mm-hmm. Like, she's sharp. Like, she's pop, pop, pop. Her brain is just doop, 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 doop. And mine ain't like that. I got to process one thing at a time and, you know, go at it that way. So, like, we used to get into arguments, you know, when we have our disagreements, it usually comes down to me not understanding how she's feeling or what she's trying to explain to me, and her trying to get me to understand, and I'm still not getting it, which causes more frustration. So I be needing my space to really think about, you know what happened. But I want to go back to, you know, people finding their gifts, you know, people being at jobs that they don't want to be at. How would you go about telling people how to find their gifts and passions? Like, I don't even know if you have to find it. It's probably something that's, you know, on fire inside of you.
You know, it is, man.
Get somebody to get that, you know, the fire to, you know, to come out for people. All just
right. I wanted to piggyback off of when you were saying, you know, sometimes it's hard for you to understand things, mm-hmm, and, you know, you got to process things. I'm the same way. But one thing I had to learn how to do was, when Sai tell me how she feel about something, or Sai is trying to get me to understand something, even though I don't understand it at that time, I still try to, you know, I still try to handle the situation accordingly. Like she could say, you make me feel, you know, I feel some type of way when you do this, do this, do this, do this. I don't understand why. I don't understand how. I don't understand the dynamics of it. But, okay, since you feel some type of way when I do this, all right, I'm just not going to do it no more, or I change the way I do it. Even though I don't understand why, sometimes it's not for me to understand. It's just for me to make sure my wife feels comfortable.
Okay.
So, you know, even though I don't understand why she feel this way or how she feel, you know, with certain things or whatever the case is, you know, it's not my job to understand why sometimes. Okay. It's just my job to fix it.
Yeah, so, don't take it personal. And
yeah, exactly.
As long as I can compromise you. Like, if if Kim is telling me, hey, man, I don't like it when you do this. It makes me, when you sleep on the bed, it makes me uncomfortable. You know, I need you to fall off the bed. Long as it's not compromising me, like, I'm not going to sleep on the floor now.
It's not compromising your health or anything. It's not like compromising that
me, so I can get it. She'll be like, hey, man, can you sleep on the other side? Like, you know, I feel safe when you're sleeping on the other side. Okay, yeah, I can do that. You know what I'm saying? I could do that. But, you know, if you want me to sleep on the floor, I'm not doing that. We can, like, come up with a different plan. But, yes, I feel you, though. It's not for you to understand all the time, as long as it's, you know, not affecting long as it's not affecting me and it's helping you and making you more comfortable, you know, I should be able to do that no problem.
Yeah, like my like Sai, I'm gonna answer the gifts and the passion thing. But real, like Sai, she loves one of my colognes is a particular cologne. She loves it. It's just she loves it when I wear it. Guess what? That's my favorite cologne now. Why? Because she loves it. Because she likes to see me wear it. She likes to hug me and be all up under me when I'm wearing it because she likes for me to smell like that. She likes to smell like it. It just reminds her of me. Guess what? Since that's her favorite cologne, that's my favorite cologne now. And, you know, I wear it more often than the other ones because she likes it.
So what if you have one of those days when you don't want Sai up or all up on you? You're not going to wear the cologne?
I don't wear the cologne. I wear the repellent. But the gifts and the purpose is, like you said, it's a burning fire in you, man. It's something you good at without even trying. And that's something everybody is good at without even trying. Like, it takes the least amount of effort as possible. Something you great at with the least amount of effort. That is your gift. You may love to sing. You may love singing, but that just may not be your gift.
Yeah.
You may love doing certain things, but it may not be your gift. I knew when God called me, I knew the preaching, teaching was my gift. I just knew it. And it's been signs that point since I was younger that point me into that direction.
Mm-hmm.
It's always been signs that point me into that direction. It's just something that comes easily. Talking, period. Because I've been getting in trouble for talking since I was young. I just talk too much, period. So it's just me. Like, I have the gift and stuff like that. Sometimes it's just me being lazy, not properly preparing or something like that. Or, stuff like that, being lazy. But other than that, that's the gift. That's the gift. It's something in you. One is a burning desire. It's just something in you that it's just so, it comes so easy. And it's less effort. You could do it with your eyes closed.
Mm-hmm.
You could do it at the drop of a dime. You could just do it. Somebody say, bruh, I need you. Like, I remember one time, one of my little bros in church, he was aspiring to be like a gospel rapper and stuff like that.
Okay.
And I was just like, hey, bro, I was like, well, spit something for me. Why don't you say something for me? Oh, nah, man, I ain't got one of my songs with me or something like that. I said, you don't need to have one of your songs with you. You need to have it in your head.
Mm-hmm.
You need to have it in your head. When somebody say spit something, you don't know what opportunity could have presented itself.
Right.
You don't know what opportunity could have presented itself. You know, I could have been a preacher putting on a youth program at the church, and I wanted a Christian rapper to come perform at this little youth program I got going on or something. You don't know what opportunities could present itself. You always, my pastor always used to teach me, you always have a sermon in your heart. You always have a sermon in your pocket. That way you never know. And I mean, I got all my sermons on my phone, so, but you never know when it will present itself. You never know. You just never know.
That was just like yesterday, right? So I found out on Saturday that my brother wasn't gonna be doing a podcast. He was going to another interview to see, you know, see Meek Mill get interviewed in New York. He had won some free tickets, so he was going out. So, you know, we were just sitting around. The question hasn't come up, you know, asking me to be on a podcast, but, you know, I'm in the middle of it joking around, you know, asking my brother Gerard, like, what you going to do? How you going to fill this spot? You know, basically, you know, joking around. He's like, you know, the show, you know, must go on. You don't get it done or whatever like that. So then Gerard was like, you want to go on the show? But when he asked me, like, he was being sarcastic. He probably, you know, mental at the same time. But I'm like, nah, I'm good. You know, so we kept watching them fights or whatever like that. Wake up Sunday morning, you know, I'm watching church online because I ain't have my car. Kim and AJ been gone since Saturday. She was celebrating her birthday weekend. So I was maxing, relaxing. I was able to go to the bathroom by myself without AJ. You know, I was just, you know, living my best life. We woke up and Jerome was like, you want to do the podcast? And I'm like, nope. And I said it like in some kind of like, you know, scary, timid way. So he was like, all right. So I walked past him and then God just put on my spirit, like, go do the show. And I was like, okay, I'll do it. And then, but I had to count myself down from five. I was like 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, because I was going to talk myself out of it. I was going to keep going in there and get dressed and just, you know, relax. So I went back out there. I was like, I'll do it. He's like, you sure? I'm like, yeah, why not? I'll do it. So he's like, all right, man, I'll leave at 12, you know, yada, yada, yada. So I'm going, you know, set up. And then, so I happened to go, and, you know, and I was there. And just so happened, we had to, you know, interview the councilman at large, Jarrell Blakely, mm-hmm. and he's working with kids. He has some initiative with you know, getting youth programs, you know, up, so you know the kids can have something to do, something positive to do. And you know, I want to work with kids. I want to coach. You know, I want to be a mentor and all that stuff. And I felt like if I wasn't there, I wouldn't have the opportunity to ask him, you know, pick his brain about how do I go about, you know, helping out kids, you know, being a coach. And he gave me some knowledge and gave me some information. And then when DJ Big J came on, you know, he told me about, you know, something that they're doing for the youth boys in Trenton every third Thursday of the month or something like that. He's going to give us more information. But we all come together. You know, we bring a couple boys from a couple high school kids, you know, middle school kids, and we listen to them. We hear them out. We share our story. We give them, you know, avenues, and we teach them how to fish and also give them, you know, a fishing rod. So if it wasn't for me being at the podcast, if it wasn't for me saying, yeah, I'll do it, I wouldn't have got those nuggets that I got, you know, that gave me some, you know, some ways to get into my dream, get into my passion, doing what it is I want to do. So, like, you just gotta be able to be open, be willing to accept the opportunity, you know, that's presented to you, and don't ignore that sign, because this could be, you know, your big break or, you know, your way out, so to speak.
Yeah, man, you never know when you feel that nudge, when you feel, you know, certain things, you know, you just gotta go. God opened doors for you, man. When you feel that nudge, when you feel them push you to do something, you just got to do it, because you never know what it will lead to. Uh-huh. You never know, man. And I know that working, especially coaching and working with kids, man, since that time you worked with the Boys and Girls Club or that was your favorite job ever. That was you loved that job. And I knew it from then. I said, yup. I said, that's it. I said that. I said, that's it. That's what he loved doing. That's where he need to be. You know, and you know, sometimes, you know, things happen, life happen. You know, you gotta make certain moves and stuff like that. But you keep trying to find your way back to it. You keep pushing to get back there. Bro, you know, God gonna provide a way, man.
Right, true, amen. Because even before that, like, when I started writing, like, my story and stuff like that, and I look back on my life, like, all the kids gravitated to me, and still do. Like, all my, like, my nephews and, you know, my little cousins and all that stuff, I'm always the one with all the kids. Like, they just gravitate to me for some reason. My mom always calls me the baby whisperer, so it's just like, why is this? Why? And it gets to a point where you actually know what your gift is, but you know, like we've been saying, we've been ignoring the signs because we're not really paying attention. So,
yeah, man, that's it, man. Yo, if you know, sometimes, you know, God will push you to, you know, somebody help you get in the lane, and sometimes God will help you create a lane for yourself.
Amen.
So, you know, you just gotta, you know, keep praying. Keep it on your heart. You know, keep talking to God about it. And at the end of the day, he'll make a way for you. He'll put you in a right path. He'll put you on a right path. Like, you know, the Bible tells us, you know, to lean not to our own understanding, you know, acknowledge him in all our ways and he will direct our path. So Amen. At the end of the day, trust me, he'll get you there. He'll definitely get you there, bro. Man, this was a good episode, man.
It's getting longer and longer.
Exactly. That's because I was ready, and then opened up that Pandora's box with the gifts and the purpose and this stuff. I was ready to kind of like wind down, but you just opened up a whole nother episode. Yes,
sometimes it's like when you say certain things, it triggers something in my mind, and we have to talk about it. And I know it's the same thing, you know, when I say things, mm-hmm. it's just hard to just be like, oh, cut, it's over, because you're like, you know, it's so much more that, you know, I wanted to say, I felt like I could have said. And this happens.
Yeah, bro. But, man, I appreciate you. I appreciate all the listeners. Thank y'all for downloading. I thank y'all for listening. I really appreciate y'all. If this has blessed y'all in any kind of way, please like and share it. You know, please, you know, extend this to another person that can use it, that can grow from it, that could be edified from it. We appreciate you guys. We love you guys. And we will see you guys, if not tomorrow, Wednesday. All right?
Facts.
All right. Peace out, bro.
All right,
bro.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.